From Babylon to Shambhala. All around us, life collapsed. Uncertainty was rife. Corrupted politics was cutting through us like a knife. The homeless and the elderly were first to be evicted. Then mental health and children were the targets, as predicted. Groups were isolated, segregated and abused. Procedures of the dark occult were taught and freely used. It seemed a common purpose was the driving force behind it. We searched to find the cause, but where we looked, we could not find it. We had water, we had quantum, we had ether, we had sun, and still we plundered Earth at speed. The species was undone. Corporate law had entered into governments and banks. They'd seized control some years before, for which they gave us thanks in the form of annual holiday and trips to Nikki Beach, promises of safety that were always out of reach. They rewarded us by charging for the water that we drink. They printed news that told us what to feel, what to think, and 99% of us seemed happy and content to ignore the pain and suffering that we were being sent. Religion had been tampered with and thus had been rejected, so most of us believed that human beings aren't connected, and in our disconnection, we ignored the old and young. We couldn't hear the human race's swan song being sung. We ignored disease and died from it. We let our morals go. We consumed the tastes of Babylon. We let the monster grow. We cloned the human genome. We created tools of death. We filled the air with toxins that would poison every breath. We gave our souls in service for a clutch of paper notes. And we said it was agreed because we'd counted up the votes. And everywhere, although it seemed that death was taking hold, a group of individuals had found that they were bold. Dotted over planet Earth like candles in the night, they shone throughout the final storm in languages of light. They understood that deep in their genetics, in their code, was the map that, used correctly, could unite us node to node. Through the treacherous illusions, through the jungles of deceit, that could bring about the shift to make humanity complete. Devon was a Cornish girl with parents wise and true. They kept her vaccination free regardless of the flu, and thus her DNA could flourish as was meant to be, unlocking codes of light in her for all the world to see. Tom, another child with a high vibration dad, was taught to seek the things in life that made his spirit glad. His father was a wizard of resources and of water, who taught the things that schools could not to both his son and daughter. And Tom and Devon weren't the only children raised this way. The generation bridge was growing broader every day. The bridge was made of light, and it stretched from old to new, like a strand of DNA that moves the heart from false to true. As education started to collapse in every school, with ADD no longer the occasion but the rule, children like Lachey saw the answer in their heart. They listened and they knew that it was time to make a start on a brand new way to educate, to learn, to teach, to be, that would show their generation how to set their spirits free. Many of the parents of these children felt alone. They were teaching things that they themselves had not been taught or shown. And so it often felt like a stumble in the dark, looking for ignition for the universal spark. And that was when they came together, parents in the storm. They gathered up their energies like bees about to swarm. They created ways to serve and to support the old and young. They were magnets for the kind of love that cannot be undone. They pooled resources, founded the academy, their stand, and their children taught the world to make the future hand in hand.